This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we always do the open of the show. I call it my pregame to coincide with USA Radio, where all the stations around the country on radio do news and traffic and weather and everything else for 6 minutes at the top of the hour, and then we come back and we join forces in our power hour. Here we are on Newsmax TV. If you missed the open, I'll sum it up very quickly. Isn't this China's dream? Isn't this what China always wanted? Couldn't they be foreign interference in the American election? Do you think Trump is best friends with Putin and best friends with Russia? Russia is evil. They've always been the evil empire. They always will be. They hate us. And they want to beat us. And they want to destroy us. Russia and China together want to destroy us and rule us. You don't think maybe they're together with all the globalists of the world and George Soros selling short, crashing the American stock market, trying to bring together all the forces to destroy President Trump? Is this pandemic real? Yes. Is it something to worry about? Yes. Do I worry about it for my children? Yes. Am I worried about it for all the old people in the world, senior citizens? Yes. But is it really any worse than the flu? Maybe a little. It's more contagious. And it has a higher death rate with old people than even the flu. But 61,000 people died of the flu in 2018 and 30,000 in the last year. And nobody stopped business as usual. Nobody stopped going to movies. Nobody stopped going to restaurants. Nobody stopped going to conventions. Nobody stopped all fans going to sporting events. Everything has cascaded. It is the perfect storm. Everyone is canceling every convention in Las Vegas right here where I live. They're going to have to lay off thousands of casino workers. They're dead. They're done. They're all gone. Their jobs are over. I don't care if you clean toilets or you greet people at the front door or you're a hostess at the front desk or you're a restaurant waitress. These are human lives. And I don't know what they're going to do. This is a disaster of epic proportions, and it multiplies all across America. You know, I'm in Vegas to understand what it's going to do to Vegas and the travel industry and tourist industry here. But what's it going to do to all the people who work on cruise ships and all the people that fly for the airlines and all the people who are workers at hotels all over America? There is no travel. I saw a picture today from a friend of mine on a flight to Orlando. I don't know where he was going from, but I know he's going to Orlando. He was the only one on the plane. I didn't know that. I'm kind of trapped here doing national radio, national TV every single day, 5 days a week. So I actually haven't been away on an airplane in 9 months. So I had no idea that nobody's at the airport. No one's traveling anymore inside the United States. I knew you'd be crazy to take an international flight and leave America in the middle of this. You'd be crazy to go to Asia. You'd be crazy to go to Europe. You'd be crazy to get on a cruise ship. You might not be able to get back. So I know international travel is done, finito, in the crapper at the moment. You know, this could all be gone 3 months from now. Maybe, hopefully, pray. Fingers crossed, prayer, all the above to God. That 3 months from now, this whole history will laugh at it. But right now, everything's going to hell. And President Trump is addressing the nation at 9 o'clock tonight, 1 hour from now, 9 o'clock East Coast time, 6 o'clock West. As soon as my show ends, President Trump addresses the nation. And so when I come on tonight on Newsmax, this hour will be on Newsmax at 11 p.m., I won't have had a chance to respond and react to what the president said. But I'm betting you that it's going to be some of the ideas in a nucleus that I gave on this show last night. We know President Trump watches my show often. I don't know about every night. Obviously, he's a little busy. But I know he watches and checks in when he can. And who knows? He may have watched last night when I gave him a 7-point plan to save the country from coronavirus and to save the U.S. economy from coronavirus. That's what it's about. It's not the disease. 60,000 die every year, 40, 50, 60,000 from the flu, and there's never a problem. This is a hype job by the American media that is, they've tried for so long to find something to destroy Trump. And to me, this is China's, I'll put it this way nicely, rainy dream. I can't say the other word on national TV. It's their rainy dream. Their happiest moment in life, China. Trump has his foot on their necks. Trump has his foot on the necks of everyone in the world. Trump has his foot on the necks of the Palestinians and Israel's enemies and Saudi Arabia and Russia and everybody. And suddenly everyone in the world is kicking us when we're down. But guess what? We are America. And you couldn't beat us in World War II with Japan and Nazi Germany against us. You couldn't beat us when we were nothing like we are today, the powerhouse that we are today. You can't beat our economy. China can't come close. So all I could tell you is I'm sure President Trump will tell the world, never bet against America. Never make a bet against this country. We will defeat coronavirus and it'll be defeated quickly. And we will come up with the vaccine and everything will be okay. And it will never be as bad as they think it is. It's already dying out in South Korea. Are they telling you that? It's dying out in China. Are they telling you that? In Italy, it seems to be ascending for the moment. But yet 1,000 people have had it in Italy and are now recovering and they're done with it. Are they telling you that? No, they're not. So this will hit us for a month or two, and then summer will arrive, and it'll be hot in Vegas a month from now, and really hot 2 months from now. Virus dies in heat, and it'll be gone. And by the time it even has a chance to come back in the fall, we'll have a vaccine. That's the only thing I could say is that anyone who overreacts to this is a fool. Anyone who sells their stock now is a fool. If you have a dollar to your name, buy, buy, buy. This is the most ridiculous mistake and overreaction in the history of world politics and world economics. America under Trump is going to have such a great next 5 years, and the economy will fly. And this is so ridiculous. But tonight, Trump has to make the nation feel reassured. And he has to tell them what his plans are to help all the people that are about to be displaced and lose their jobs. And all the people that won't be able to pay their mortgages. And all the small businesses that aren't going to be able to go on. You know, think about it. This is a boomerang effect all across the nation. It isn't just travel, it's weddings. Everyone's wedding will be called off. It isn't just weddings, it's flowers. If you cancel the wedding, you're canceling the flowers. You're canceling the hotel. You're canceling the ballroom. You're canceling the band. You're canceling the travel to the wedding. You're canceling the limo service. It's a disaster of epic proportions, far worse than 9/11. And the joke is something really happened on 9/11 in front of our eyes. Nothing has happened here. Are people going to get sick? Yes. Will people get the coronavirus flu, COVID-19? Yes. Will it get a little worse over the next few weeks in America? Yes. Will some people die? Yes. Almost all, undoubtedly. Very old people, very sick people, very decrepit people. Will there be an exception to the rule? Yes. Somewhere in America, someone young and healthy will die. Someone 40 years old will die. Someone 50 years old will die. I hope it's not any of you. But it's not going to be any different than the flu. The same thing happens with the flu. Young people die with the flu occasionally. Middle-aged people die with the flu occasionally. As a matter of fact, my friend sent me an email just the other day with a photo of a doctor from the Cleveland Clinic, I believe it was, who just died of the flu on like January 15th. He died of influenza long before coronavirus came to the United States. A healthy 60-year-old doctor from the famous Cleveland Clinic died of influenza. Literally pneumonia in his lungs. So it happens. If that had been from coronavirus, we'd all be in a panic. This is a media hoax. The coronavirus, not a hoax. The pandemic, not a hoax. But bringing it to these levels of insanity that crashes the stock market, a hoax. So I figured it out before anyone, I think, that it was a hoax, and yet it's not a hoax. It's real, and it's going to crash the economy if people believe in it. It doesn't matter if there is a boogeyman. It doesn't matter if there are ghosts. It doesn't matter if there's a Loch Ness monster. It doesn't matter if there's a Godzilla. If people believe it, there will be a mass panic and hysteria, and you've got to deal with it. And so on last night's show, I came to the realization, President Trump, you got to deal with it. You got to address the nation. You got to have nonstop fireside chats. Tonight, he begins addressing the nation the minute my show ends. Did he get it from me? I don't know. I'm sure he got it from everyone around him. Everyone must have told him, you've got to address the nation. Now the question is, what's he going to say? What's in his arsenal? I believe he's got to make the people of Vegas. I believe we are, what happens in Vegas is everywhere. We are America. We are the crossroads of America. We are the tourist center of America. We are the convention center of America. We're the restaurant center of America. We're the hotel center of America. More hotel rooms than any city in the United States of America. And I think number one in the world in hotel rooms, if I'm not mistaken. I think we have 160,000 rooms in our city. So we are a microcosm of the problems cascading all over this country. And you've got to make us feel that it's going to be okay. And you got, and not just with words. You got to have actions and an action plan. And I gave you a 7-step plan last night. There's going to have to be massive bailouts of homeowners, of small business owners, of the travel industry. Right? Of all those industries. Airline industry. Convention industry, cruise ship industry, Vegas and the gaming industry. Got to be a massive bailout. There is no choice. Otherwise, millions of people lose their jobs. This is about getting reelected. China wants you to lose. Russia, yeah, Russia wants Trump to lose. All the Muslim nations of the world want Trump to lose. The Palestinians want Trump to lose. The globalists want Trump to lose. Soros wants Trump to lose. All the communists and socialists in Venezuela and Cuba and Bernie Sanders and the Democrat Party and the DNC want Trump to lose. This is your moment tonight, President Trump. You got to take back control. You got to be the father of the nation. And I don't care what it costs or what it takes. You got to make America, the U.S. economy, and the stock market whole again. And you got to fight coronavirus with everything we've got and make the people believe we will win. And then win. And you'll be fine in November if you can do that. The pressure's on. And when the pressure's on, Trump's at his best. I predict a big win tonight on national TV. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea. Failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to ouramericanrights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past 3 decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, welcome back to the show, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior on Newsmax TV as well as USA Radio. The Dow closes in on a bear market, a volatile day. Once again, I keep repeating, you talk about foreign interference in American elections. Democrats don't seem to mind. If China's looking to have Biden as the president of the United States, if I'm Putin, I'd like Biden as president. If I'm Soros, I'd like Biden as president. Everyone in the world would like Biden as president. You know? Anything he does bad to America, he just conveniently forgets it. Did you take money in Ukraine? I forgot. Did your son take money in Ukraine? I forgot. Did you negotiate with China and take a payoff? I forgot. Did your son make $1 million in China? I forgot. Did your brother make $1 million in Costa Rica? I forgot. Did your sister make money? This is the most corrupt man in the history of American politics, but he's forgotten everything. I mean, he continues on a daily basis so badly that Congressman Clyburn of South Carolina basically handed him the primary, won it for him in South Carolina, and then, you know, literally South Carolina led to a major win on Super Tuesday, which Joe Biden called Super Thursday. And Clyburn today said, we need to cancel the rest of the primary. There's, I think, 26 states left. They want to, it's only halfway through. They want to cancel it because they don't want him speaking. They don't want him on the campaign trail. They don't want interviews. The guy is lost, doesn't know where he is. Again, the other day, yesterday, got in a fight with a Detroit auto worker about guns, Joe Biden. And he used the SH word and asked the guy if he wants to go outside, meaning, do you want to fight? Do you want me to kick your butt? Nobody running for president would do such a thing. You turn the other cheek and you walk inside. You don't get in a heated argument and threaten someone and use profanity. Only Joe Biden, because when you have senility problems and dementia problems, suddenly you start to develop a very different personality, sometimes a violent one. So I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a brain expert, but I'm telling you what I see with my own eyes, and it's not just me now. Everybody's saying it. All of Sanders' people are saying it. Republicans are all saying it. Don Trump Jr. is saying it. Britt Hume, formerly of Fox News, just said it on TV last night. There's no question, he said, Joe Biden has a senility problem. And then he did something bad again today. He was walking to his car to get in his four-wheel drive, his version of a limo, with a driver waiting for him. He's about to get in the car with his wife. And a reporter said, what about that fight you had with that worker last night? What's a proper response? I'm not going to talk about it now. Or a proper response, I did nothing wrong. Or a proper response, he got in my face, I answered back. I'm a tough guy. Any of those might be a proper response. His response was, he didn't mention it. He went blank. He got a strange blank look on his face, and he said, I don't know why Biden is supporting Trump, why those two are getting together, and he walked in his car. Huh? I don't think Joe Biden knows where he is anymore. I think they're feeding him baby food. In the car, they're feeding him mush, and then they send him outside with a shot of HGH, human growth hormone, and see if he can get through a speech without making 100 mistakes. No wonder Clyburn wants to cancel a primary. Isn't it convenient that coronavirus is hiding the fact that the Democrats have no candidate and they've chosen a senile man over a communist? That was their two choices, and they made their choice. Anyway, bad day for Wall Street again today after a good day yesterday. Down about 1,400 points after a 1,000-plus point up day yesterday. It's like a whipsaw. It's like watching a tennis match. My head is flying around like I'm watching the Jimmy Connors against Bjorn Borg. Wow. And it's not good. And again, I think there are people in this world that want the market to crash, that want the economy to crash, and that want to take down Trump. Good example is the World Health Organization. The stock market was starting to turn around and do better, and the WHO made an announcement, and they said, this is now officially a worldwide pandemic, and the market tanked. And then it started to get a little better, and then the Democrat Party and Denny Stoyer, their minority whip, said, we're not going to go along with what Trump wants to save the middle class and the economy and to save jobs. Oh, hold on, we're not doing that. No payroll cut for the rest of the year. Really? So Democrats have shown their colors. They want to let America lose their job, have no money, lose their home. What a disaster. What a nightmare. Trump has answers. I had answers last night. 7-point plan. Hope you watched it. And Denny Stoyer saying, sorry, we're not going to let you out of this. We want to win so bad. We want to elect the senile man so bad that we're not going to let you save the American economy. And we're going to let you sink, not swim. We're not going to throw you a life preserver. And we're not going to throw it to the American people. And then in November, maybe we can win the election. And if Biden wins, we've got a senile man running the country. And he will let China destroy us and take advantage of us and assault us and win with trade again. Take advantage of America's workers. Who benefits? Think about all of this. Democrats, China, globalists. All right, coming up next, Prostate Guide for Men is the sponsor of this show, and they've got all the answers for men with prostate problems. They know which pills work, which pills don't, and it's free.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump set to address the nation regarding the coronavirus outbreak at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The president says his statement will cover the economic and health-related issues dealing with the virus. The president reminds everyone,
we are going to get the problem solved, and the country is so strong, the institutions are so strong.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is staying in the 2020 presidential race and planning to debate former Vice President Joe Biden on Sunday, despite the recent string of primary losses.
Poll after poll, including exit polls, show that a strong majority of the American people support our progressive agenda.
Currently, Joe Biden has 837 delegates, meanwhile Sanders has 689. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. I am the warrior, and if you want peace, you got to prepare for war. That's what we do every day on this show. Boy, we're at war now with coronavirus, which is real, but with the hoax of the fake news media that tried to make it into something so destructive and so radically different than the flu that it would take down the entire American economy and destroy Trump's stock market and destroy Trump's jobs record, and suddenly we'd have a mess on our hands, and that's exactly what's happened. Mainstream media scared the bejesus, scared the death out of everyone in America, and they would not rest till they created a panic. This may be a pandemic on the medical side, but it's a panic on the economic side. You're killing our country. The American people have done this to ourselves. You let the media brainwash you, and you stopped going to the movies, stopped going to dinner, stopped traveling, stopped getting on flights, stopped shaking hands, stopped going to events, no more concerts, and everybody's out of business. And the ripple effect, a disaster for the American economy. So let's see what Trump has in mind tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 Pacific, and let's see if any of it reminds you of what I talked about last night. I'm sure there's going to be some echoes of my 7-point plan, I'm sure, because part of it, the biggest part of my plan was address the nation, Mr. President. Please address the nation, and so he's doing that tonight, so I hope he listened. But meanwhile, some of the things wiped off the media and the headlines. Good news for conservatives, good news for patriots, good news for American exceptionalism, good news for Trump and the Republican Party. But you're not going to hear it tonight. First of all, breaking news, the Supreme Court today ruled that Trump can enforce his remain in Mexico policy for migrants seeking asylum. Great news. I never even looked. I'm sure it was a 5-4 vote. It's always a 5-4 vote. It's the 5 conservative appointed by Republican judges, and it's the 4 liberal appointed by Obama and Clinton judges. So it's always liberals against conservatives, and then they scream and rant and rave that our side is biased because they vote conservative. Isn't that what they're supposed to do? You mean I'm a Republican, I'm going to appoint a conservative judge who's a federalist and a constitutionalist and a conservative, and I'm going to appoint him so he can vote, side with Democrats and vote against me? But when Democrats appoint liberals to the court, and they, every time, 100 out of 100 times, they vote liberal. That's okay. That's not biased, according to liberals. Of course not. Ridiculous. In any case, the Hill reports the Remain in Mexico policy, officially known as the Migrant Protection Protocol, has kept more than 60,000 asylum seekers out of the U.S. while their asylum claims are processed. They didn't even mention that Trump has appointed so many great conservative judges that they're turning down all their asylum requests. Because clearly their life isn't in danger. They're not coming here for any good reason. They're coming here just because they don't make enough money in Costa Rica. They don't make enough money in Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, Mexico, whatever. So they're coming here for that reason. That's not good enough. And so we're kicking them out. You got to stay out. You never come back in. Isn't that good in the age of coronavirus? Can you imagine how dangerous the Democrats are? Listen to their response. Bernie Sanders was asked yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, or maybe it was this morning, just recently in the last 24 hours, he was asked, would you seal the border? No! I'd let everybody in. Insanity! Everybody would have coronavirus. That everybody you're talking about is the sick of the world that would come here because America is like a joke. And they know once they come in, they get anything they want, food stamps and aid to dependent children, and your kids get to go to school for free, even though you pay no taxes and no property taxes. It's a joke. and you get free health care. That's what Democrats want for you. And they're telling the world, come on, we'll give you free health care. So isn't everyone in the world with coronavirus going to come? Because it could be $1 million bill to cure someone with coronavirus. Certainly a $10,000 bill, $100,000 bill. They're all going to come and bankrupt America and steal from you and make the American budget explode. So Bernie's answer, insanity, I wouldn't freeze the budget. And then Democrats today, I believe Biden, I think it was Biden, was asked, it might have been Sanders and Biden together, were asked, what about Trump's policy for keeping people from really bad countries out of the United States? Now, Democrats call that like his Muslim travel ban. But it's not Muslim. It's countries that keep no records. And the people of those countries, many of them have been terrorists in the past. Many of them hate Americans and America. And they come here with bad ideas, bad intent, ill intent. And Trump says, sorry, you can't get in. No records, you're not getting in. We don't trust you, you're not getting in. And in the age of coronavirus, you want to let them all in? Democrats say, oh, we got to appeal that. We got to fight that. This is insanity. This just proves to you how incredibly insane Democrats are. Here's other good news, but that was great news. Supreme Court says keep them on the other side. They say asylum, you can't come in. Wait on the other side. Great job, President Trump. Over 600 alleged members of Mexican cartel arrested thanks to Trump executive order. And I didn't even know about this. Mexico's Cartel de Jalisco Nueva Generacion, CJNG. 600 have been arrested in the last 6 months thanks to an executive order signed by President Trump. The crackdown effort named Project Python. You're going to hear this on the evening news tonight? No. CNN? No. MSNBC? No. Maybe not even on Fox News. But you'll hear it on the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV. Project Python is an interagency operation to take a tougher stance against Mexican cartels by the DOJ and the DEA. The effort has led to 600 arrests, 350 indictments, significant seizures of money and drugs over the past few months. The cartel has been active in L.A., New York, Chicago, Houston, and Atlanta. And the project was made possible by Trump's executive order, which directed federal law enforcement to use the Threat Mitigation Working Group to crack down on cartels. Good news. Good stuff. And then here's more good news you won't hear on the evening news. All you'll hear about is the market crashing and coronavirus, and it'll blot out everything. And that's the way the Democrats want it. On my show, haven't we begun with a lot of talk about coronavirus in the stock market? But we're not going to do that for the entire show because there's so much other good news and important news. So President Trump, they thought they had him where they wanted him, and they do, because he's definitely on the ropes right now. I think he'll win. I think he'll come out of it smelling like a rose. That's President Trump. When things are at their toughest and the pressure is up, Trump always comes through. And I'm not talking about as president. I'm talking about forever. I'm talking about since the day I got out of college and I studied this guy's life. When the banks owned him and he owed them billions and he couldn't pay it back and he was done. He was finished. Finito. Everyone said he's done. He came back bigger and better than ever before. Donald Trump always comes back. And so I think he'll be fine. But is he on the ropes? Yes. Is the stock market on the ropes? Yes. The American economy on the ropes? Yes. The American healthcare system on the ropes? Yes. Are we going to come through it? Yeah. With Trump as president, we are. But President Trump, you would think his popularity would be way down, right? According to Rasmussen, he's still more popular than Obama at the same point in his presidency. You didn't hear that on the news tonight. You heard it from me. 47% approval. Is that down? Yeah. He's been as high as 52% this year. But he's at 47% approval. Obama, at the same time of his presidency in 2012, was at 44%. So Trump is 3 points higher than Obama. Now, has he been higher? Yeah, 52. And has he been higher over Obama? Yes. Trump, at various points, has been 6 points higher than Obama on the same day of his presidency. Right now, he's 3 points higher than Obama. But still, the idea that he would be at 47% is amazing. And here's the thing, folks. Here's the thing. President Trump is at 47%. That's more than enough to be reelected, history proves. So they got Trump in a bad spot right now, but he's still hanging in there. That poll was finished today. More great news. President Trump already surpasses the vote totals for reelection of both George W. Bush in 2004 and Barack Obama in 2012 in the national primary. See, it turns out that so far, after only, I believe it's 24 states have voted. We're halfway through. Halfway through. And Trump already has 9 million votes in the Republican primary with nobody even running against him. So keep that number in mind. 9 million. Okay? Think about it. 9 million. George W. Bush in 2004, incumbent president, running for re-election in a primary, 7.8 million votes. 2012, Barack Obama, 8.9 million votes. Donald Trump, 9 million halfway through. Those two figures for Bush and Obama weren't now in halfway through. They were at the end of the primary, through the entire primary. It's over, it's final. George W. Bush, 7.8 million votes. Obama, 8.9 million. Trump already is over 9 million when we're only halfway through. Okay? It's amazing. It's amazing. Let's see. I think we've got, there are over 24 primaries left on the schedule. 24 left to go. And by the way, that's why the Democrats want to kill the primary system and say, that's it. Call it a day. Biden wins. And let's hide him for the rest of the primary. Good luck trying to hide him for the debate with President Trump. And then here's another piece of amazing news that you won't hear on the evening news. In the Michigan primary last night, Trump got 3 times the votes of Barack Obama in 2012. And Trump has nobody running against him. 3 times the votes. Trump got 639,000 votes. 639,000 votes last night in Michigan in the Republican primary with no one running against him. Obama got 174,000 votes from Democrats in his uncontested Michigan primary in 2012. Trump is winning with coronavirus, with a crashing stock market, with many jobs about to be lost. All terrible news. I don't want to hear jobs lost. I don't want to hear Americans are sick. I don't want to hear even senior citizens are dying. It's not good stuff. I don't want it. But it doesn't matter. With all of that in place, Democrats thought they had them right where they wanted them. I'm betting you they don't. And I'm betting you tonight, Trump gives the greatest performance of his life. 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 Pacific. Right when my radio show ends, Trump goes on national TV with an address to the nation, just as I said he should do on my show last night. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, you and front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, some more good news. I read you a lot of good news, Dan, segment number four. And in our last final segment of the night, the IRS is likely to delay the April 15th tax filing date as part of Trump's coronavirus response. So there's one good thing. There's one good thing. Coronavirus is an event killer. They just canceled the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Chicago and New York. Wow. First time, I think it said, in 258 years they canceled St. Patrick's Day Parade in New York. 258 years. I just think they've gone way, 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 way overboard. Why couldn't you have said, look, if you're a senior citizen, we recommend you don't go to this parade. Don't go. If you want to keep yourself alive, don't go. If you care about others like your grandchildren, don't go. If you want to stay alive, don't go. And everybody else go. And so instead of a crowd of a normal million, it might have been 500,000. Okay, minus all the seniors. What would be wrong with that? But why does it have to be zero, no parade? Why does it have to be March Madness with nobody in the stands? Are they going to cancel the NFL draft? I'm betting absolutely. Vegas expected 750,000 people at the NFL draft. And I'll bet you now they're going to cancel it, hold it indoors in a quiet auditorium. I just don't understand why you can't still hold everything, but ask people to wash their hands a lot, put out lots of sanitizers, and make sure that everybody is aware of the circumstances. And they've just got to take proper precautions. But hold the events. We're all adults. Let us make our own decisions. Matter of fact, I just got tickets for next week's hockey game, Las Vegas Golden Knights, to be in a special box. And then that Saturday, I got tickets to go to the hockey game again. And are they all being canceled? Are there no people in the stands? I don't even know. I got them a week ago, you know, just a few days ago. I got those tickets. Today is what, Wednesday? So like last Friday, I got the tickets for those two games. Am I not going now? Why would I not go? Well, if they banned attendees in the stands, then I guess I can't go. But if they haven't, I'm going. So if I can go to a hockey game with 18,000 people in the stands, that's what the T-Mobile Arena in Vegas holds, why can't we have a St. Patrick's Day parade outdoors? In Chicago and New York and all over the country. Why? I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me. None. Why are you canceling classes at Harvard and Stanford? Everything's online for the next 2 or 3 weeks, and then they'll reconsider and decide. That may be prudent to say for 2 weeks, it's spring break anyway, let's extend it by a week. That may be prudent. But certainly, I think when the 2 weeks are up, send the kids back. What did the parents pay for? Are you going to charge them? Or are you going to give them their money back? UCLA and Duke joined the growing list of coronavirus campus closures. Other cancellations. I know the NAB got canceled today. The National Association of Broadcasters event in Las Vegas was canceled. It's coming up next week, and it was canceled. It's the biggest event of the year for anyone in the broadcast business, TV, radio, etc., etc. Mariah Carey tweeted earlier this month, her scheduled performance in Hawaii is canceled, rescheduled for November. All kinds of other bands canceling. Madonna canceling shows in Paris. Pearl Jam, Miley Cyrus, Zac Brown Band, conferences, South by Southwest. I mean, 250,000 people attend South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. Okay, and the event organizers didn't cancel. The city of Austin canceled them. How much money did that just cost everybody? 100 million? Tens of millions? Millions? Lots of millions. And this, National Association of Broadcasters, huge event. Tucson, Festival of Books, canceled. Google, canceled event. New York International Auto Show, rescheduled for August. The Mobile World Congress, the biggest smartphone conference in the world, canceled. Game Developers Conference, canceled. Google News Initiative Global Summit, canceled. Association of Southeast Nations in Las Vegas, postponed. Seattle Emerald City Comic-Con, canceled. TED 220 in Vancouver, canceled. The World Anti-Doping Agency Symposium, canceled. Coachella Music and Arts Festival, canceled. St. Patrick's Day, canceled. Chinese Grand Prix, postponed. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And I get it. They're all erring on the side of caution. But the reality is, if people want to come, they should be allowed to come. You can't stop business. If you stop business, you take down an economy and a country and people's livelihoods. And you know what they don't mention on the news? Over 1,000 people cured of coronavirus in Italy. The number of people cured of COVID-19 passed the 1,000 mark on Tuesday evening in a country ending its first day of lockdown. They've locked down the entire Italy. Not allowed to go out. The latest data by the Italian business newspaper Il Sole 24 Ore shows 8,000 people currently infected with coronavirus in Italy. 631 have died. 1,000 have recovered. Some 10,000 are reported to have been affected in the country total. So 1,000 have completely recovered. And I'm willing to bet you every one of the deaths is somebody very old, in very bad shape. And nobody likes any of those deaths. But it's the same as the deaths of the flu. And nobody canceled sporting events when everybody had the flu. I remember saying on this show, on Newsmax TV, I remember saying last fall, my gosh, everybody's got the flu. In the whole Vegas, everyone I met had the flu except me. And we didn't cancel a thing. All the casinos just canceled all of their buffets. They don't want people and food together in a buffet line. And that may be smart, but how about the people who work in the buffet line? Gone. Jobless. Disaster. This is media created, I'm sorry. It's no different than the flu. Media creation. And it's wrong. You put everybody out of business. It's wrong. And you did it because Trump's president. Would you have done it if Obama was president? Wayne Allyn. Blessing you and your family. I hope you're safe tonight. I hope no one gets coronavirus. Hope no one has to face that. And I hope all the cops are safe out there and all the military. Thank you for your service. My doctor suggests. Message is next. You fear coronavirus. Here's a very important message now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.